This morning, at a mosque in North Seattle, Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray gave his State of the City address and, among other things, said he wants to sue President Donald Trump. KUOW's Paige Browning is covering that story. Hiya, Paige.
Hey, Bill.
So in this speech, the mayor said if the Trump administration doesn't honor the city's request for background information on executive orders restricting immigration, then the mayor is going to sue the president. And what exactly is the background information that Murray wants?
Yeah, well, so Murray's office has filed a series of public record requests today, including with the Department of Homeland Security, asking those departments, how are you defining sanctuary cities, which Seattle is one?
Mm-hmm.
They're also asking, in those sanctuary cities, what actions, enforcement actions, might the government take against those cities like Seattle? They're also asking for detailed information about what changes the Trump administration might make to immigration policies, specifically the DACA or Dreamer program, deferred action for childhood arrivals, which may have implications for Seattle if that's changed.
Okay, so he wants information and he wants it how fast?
He says he wants that information in 20 days or there will be a lawsuit filed.
Okay. On another topic, Paige, Mayor Murray chose this mosque, the Idris Mosque in North Seattle, to give his State of the City address, which, of course, usually happens at City Hall. What did he say about why he gave his address at this mosque?
Yeah, it was pretty clear that the choice of venue was a reaction to what's going on at the federal level regarding immigration and travel bans to seven predominantly Muslim countries. He said, quote, as federal government action serves to stigmatize the Muslim community, we are taking the unprecedented action of holding the meeting at the Idris Mosque. It's the oldest traditionally built mosque west of the Mississippi. They talked about that and the history of the mosque's importance in the Northwest and Seattle, and talked about how Seattle has seen discrimination in its past, and he wants to move beyond that. And this was a show of solidarity with the Muslim community.
Besides immigration and diversity, Paige, he talked about homelessness, the crisis that he declared. And what did the mayor say about homelessness in Seattle?
Yeah, this was interesting. It's been now 15 months since Mayor Murray declared a state of emergency on homelessness. There are still 3,000 people living homeless in Seattle. He said, basically, it's time that Seattle does more. So one thing that he announced today is he wants to double the amount the city spends on homelessness. Where's that money going to come from? A property tax increase for commercial and residential properties. The details are not released yet, but he said that what he thinks it will look like is an increase of $13 a month for the average homeowner. We'll see those details in the next couple weeks.
And finally, KUOW's Paige Browning, Mayor Ed Murray announced plans for not a property tax this time, but a soda tax, 2 cents per ounce. What's he want to use that
That's
money
right.
for?
Right. Coming after our pop.
Right.
He wants this soda tax to help pay for the first year of college for Seattle students. He's calling it this 13th year program to help pay for students in Seattle to get into their first year of college. He thinks that a soda tax will bring in something like $16 million annually to help pay for that program.
KUOW's Paige Browning talking about a possible City of Seattle lawsuit against this president and a possible property tax to fund homelessness services and a soda tax as well. All issues that we're going to keep following. Paige Browning covers City Hall for KUOW. Thank you very much.
Thank you.